Michael Spires, internationally known tenor, and of course the artistic director of Springfield Regional Opera, is here to talk about the other opera production going on next weekend. We were just talking with Anne Marie about how basically you guys got together and said, well, let's just make an opera weekend out of it, not directly compete night for night, that sort of thing. So you're doing Friday night the 16th, and then there on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm very excited about this because we're trying to do a historically performed piece that what happened. There was a duel between Mozart and Salieri. Everyone knows who Mozart is, but few people know who Salieri is. But if you've ever seen the movie back in the 80s called Amadeus, that was about the rival between the two of them. And we're trying
and
to recreate
it. It kind of
this.
Overstated the rivalry just a little bit.
Just,
you know,
just a hair.
For dramatic purposes.
It's Hollywood. You gotta put it up, but
right.
we're having a really good time with it, rehearsing now, and we're doing it in original languages, in Italian and German. And originally they had lots of dialogue in both of them, but
right.
we've had to translate our own, and we have a fantastic person from the SRO. He's also one of the helps, Andy Curtis. He's written a script, and we've kind of tied the two operas together to try to put a little more context in, but we're keeping all the original music.
Now, this is how the story goes. In February of 1786, Emperor Joseph II of Austria set up this musical competition in his Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna, pitting Mozart's German-language opera with spoken dialogue, or a Singspiel, called the Impresario. I can't remember the German title. Schauspieldirektor.
Yeah.
And pitting a performance of that against an Italian opera by Antonio Salieri, first the music, then the words.
Exactly.
And two one-act operas, and what a great idea to make a double bill out of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
well,
seriously.
I mean, it's always been an exciting thing, and people, that's what we're trying to bring back to life, is that opera was never this fixed piece that you would go into a museum and look and say, oh, I guess that's opera.
How interesting.
You know? Exactly. It was always a living, breathing art form, and it involved everyone in it. And even at this time, back in Handel's time, people would just come to the opera to be seen and be talking and eating and drinking, and then they would clap every once in a while when the singers were done singing. But it was this event. It was to be seen.
Yeah.
Exactly. Seen
yeah.
and be seen and be part of this living art form, and that's what we're trying to recreate, because opera can be extremely fun and interactive, and that's what we're gonna do some live voting to see who likes which opera's music better.
Right. So the Impresario versus first the music, then the words. Mozart versus Salieri. There's a single performance. It will be Friday night, November 16th, a week from tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the ballroom on the fourth floor of Hotel Vandevort.
Yes.
There at 305 East Walnut, just west of the Landers Theater, and doing that up in full late 18th century style, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It really does lend itself to that,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the dimensions of the ballroom are nearly exact to what the original one was. It wasn't made in a giant opera house. It was made in the king's little courtroom that he used to put plays on.
Well, I mean, it may be a fairly small room, but it has the acoustics of a cathedral just about.
Exactly. And I also wanted to mention that we have rehearsals
in that room many, many years ago.
Yeah. Well, we also have a Red Curtain Affair ticket available that's an hour before the performance, where I myself will be giving a little bit of a backstory about Mozart himself. And I'm become one of the Mozart experts in the modern times, because I've done lots and lots of operas of Mozart with some of the best people. And I studied in Vienna. So I know they shove it down your throat, and that's a good thing. Good thing.
It's a good thing for you.
Vienna, for me, I do know a lot about it, and I will be singing a couple of Mozart's more famous tunes, as well as my wife, Tara Stafford, will be singing.
Now, who's in the cast for next Friday night then?
Oh gosh, we have so many people. So we'll have to take a look on the on the website, because I can't rattle them all off. I'm still adjusting to time, because I just got back 2 days ago. I had a concert, and I had my first recital in Bordeaux, where I did 17 pieces, and I'm still trying to figure out. Oh yes, I'm in Springfield. That's great.
Your name was again?
Exactly. Existential crisis is always happening.
Well, when you're on the road and on, you know, basically in planes going between Europe and America the way you are.
Yeah, 12 countries this year alone.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, all right, the performance of Mozart versus Salieri, performances of the Impresario by Mozart and First the Music, Then the Words by Salieri will be next Friday evening, the 16th, 7:30 p.m. in the ballroom at Hotel Vandevort. Tickets are $30 per person, $60 per pair, and that includes both operas and a complimentary glass of wine. And then, as you say, there's also for an extra $40, the Red Curtain preview, and that starts at, 6:30?
Yes, 6:30.
Pre-party featuring appetizers, a cash bar. That will be in the Vandevort Master Suite with Michael Spires. Talking about Mozart, I suppose you'll talk about Salieri as well.
Yes, and
singing a little bit too.
Yeah, exactly. And the backstory, because it also was a famous rivalry that was portrayed in a Rimsky-Korsakov piece.
Exactly.
And they played it up as well, but it became this pretty amazing rivalry that was throughout and kind of ruined Salieri's career towards the end of his life.
Because I don't think they had a lot of personal animosity toward each other.
No.
And as a matter of fact, Salieri was the more famous and popular of the two figures when Mozart was still alive.
Yeah. And there was actually just last month, I believe, in Prague, they uncovered a joint piece that the two of them composed together. Apparently it wasn't the greatest piece, and they're glad they didn't collaborate a lot together. But just showing that they collaborated together shows quite a bit. And it's not so historically accurate. But it does make for a pretty amazing story. It's a great story.
And tickets are available at sropera.org, or you can call the opera at 863-1960. And that will be next Saturday night, the 16th at 7:30 p.m. And by the way, Missouri State University's opera workshop is also offering tickets for not only their show, but also for your performance for a $5 discount at missouristate.edu/opera.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this the collaboration. As we said, we're all part of the same community, the same arts community. MSU is an integrate part of the SR Opera, and we're so glad that we can partner with other organizations. I mean, to have two organizations that are doing real opera in one city this size is quite extraordinary.
On the same weekend.
Yeah, precisely.
It is. And so next week will be Opera Weekend in Springfield. So what is next for you?
we'll
talk about what I'm going to quickly talk about what will be next for SRO, but I want to hear about what's happening in your career, which of course is still just
expanding and going a little crazy. But I'm home for the first time all throughout all of the holidays since I moved to Europe. I believe that was about 17 years ago. So I'm home for the longest stretch I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be here for two months.
2 months. Good heavens.
Yeah. First time in 17 years.
We'll actually see Mike around the area here. Exactly. Maybe even hanging around the office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't know what to do with myself. No, the great thing is I've got this time off. And then in January, I have a solo concert in Genova, in Italy. And then right after that, I'm making my, which I'm very happy about, speaking of Vienna, my Staatsoper Wien debut, where I'm playing Prince Charming in Rossini's Cenerentola. And it's an honor to be making a debut there, because that's where I moved. It was almost 20 years ago. Well, let's see. No, 17 years ago, I moved to Vienna and studied in the conservatory and sang in the world-famous Schönberg Chorus, which they're specializing in Mozart operas and recordings. And I was part of many, many different recordings of Mozart's music. And, I'm very excited to be going back there. And I've got quite a bit going back into the studio and making three more albums in this next year. And yeah,
well, you've lots. Had the I would say pretty sensational success with the complete performance of Berlioz Les Troyens.
Yes, that was amazing. We won actually this last year. It was one of the biggest highlights of my career to date, because we won the Gramophone Recording of the Year.
Yes,
and it was quite an honor to be a part of living history, to be honest. And it was, I mean, the Troyens was extraordinary. There was 350 people all on scene recording this massive, beautiful opera by Berlioz. And the greatest thing is that we had everything that Berlioz had written into the score. He wanted three separate orchestras, three separate choruses, and to represent the different warring tribes. And we did it live, and it was amazing because we had about 1,500 people in the audience, and they didn't realize until after about 5 seconds that, oh my gosh, that's another orchestra and another
part of the auditorium.
Exactly, and we had to experiment a lot with how to record it in the best way. But it was such a living experience that I'll never forget. And of course we won basically every award possible with that recording. And the biggest one, the cherry on top, was the recording the album of the year
from Gramophone Magazine.
Yeah, which is the biggest honor that you can get in the recording industry
in classical music.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Has the Met come calling?
Yes. I'm not sure if I can officially. Well, I probably can't officially say that, but next season I'll be making my Met debut, and we'll see. We're still talking about in the future, but I'm very, very excited to make my debut next year.
Absolutely great.
Yeah, and we've got so much in store. Well, next year will probably be. I keep saying that, but I can't imagine a better trajectory for my career, because it just keeps – well, like, this is the best career of my life. Well, next year is going to be the next
year. Best year, yes.
That's not bad. I'm pretty happy to be on the upward slope, but, you know, we all know how that goes.
Well, that is Michael Spires, the artistic director of Springfield Regional Opera, and we are lucky to have him around here because of the fact that your career is taking this huge – or has been on this huge trajectory now for several years.
Yeah.
But your company is presenting Mozart versus Salieri, full 30-piece orchestra, actors, opera singers, next Friday night, the 16th, 7:30 p.m., the Hotel Vandevort Ballroom, $30 per person, $60 per pair. But for both operas, a complimentary glass of wine, also a $40 red curtain affair, pre-show featuring Michael
and Tara Stafford, yep.
And appetizers and a cash bar. Mm-hmm. And ticket information is available at sropera.org, or you can call 863-1960. And if instead you go to missouristate.edu/opera, you can buy tickets not only for Mozart versus Salieri and the Red Curtain Affair, they're also offering that, but you can also, of course, acquire tickets for one of the two performances of A Mall and the Night Visitors and Gift of the Magi at Springfield Art Museum, a collaboration of Messiah Project and the MSU Opera Workshop. Get a $5 discount if you buy both shows.
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic deal, and it's also a way to see the two wonderful pieces that have very very contrasting pieces. But A Mall and the Night Visitors, a lot of people know, but every time that you perform it, and I'm sure it will be a different. Completely different cast. It brings on a new life, and that's why it's become one of the heart of American opera is Menotti's writing. It's just so well composed and beautiful story.
And Anne Marie was talking about David Conte's music for The Gift of the Magi and how kind of Puccinian it is.
Yes, so exactly.
So it'll be a great weekend for opera next
yeah.
weekend. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
And if you can put your feet up for a little while, I recommend you doing that.
I'll try. Well, it's a good place to do it here in the Ozarks.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Appreciate
you, sir.
It.